Well, some people think it's not too funny down in Parma, Ohio. Matter of fact, if you live in Parma, Ohio, and you have seen what I'm about to talk about, check in with us. Halloween, of course, is a time when many people walk on the wild side, but one family, they say, may have gone a little too far. They've created controversy by placing a number of gruesome decorations in their front yard, which also happens to be a few blocks away from a little elementary school in Parma, Ohio. And even though Halloween is more than 3 weeks away, the yard already contains a corpse hanging from a tree, a body impaled on a stake, and a cadaver upside down on a cross. Little kids can see this. The area is not too happy about this. But if you live in Parma, Ohio, and you get through, tell Tom. I'd love to hear what is going on there. Also, we're going to have True Confessions special hotline for you. So the hotline, of course, is any line that you want to call in on. If you don't want to use your name when you confess, that's fine. And also, you know, it's that time of year again, Ghost to Ghost. That show will be Friday night, October 30th. And what we'd like from some of you, your incredible ghost stories. So email them to ghoststory@coasttocoastam.com. That's ghoststory@coasttocoastam.com. Make sure you include your day and evening telephone numbers, maybe just your cell phone number, and we'll start compiling a list of people who may be on the show in addition to the Ghost to Ghost open lines. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you and special open lines. Boy, let me tell you, lots going on this planet right now. How do you keep up with it all? Well, you listen to us. That's one way. We'll bring you these cutting-edge stories with our cutting-edge guests who are just truly incredible. And by the way, another milestone, 615 affiliates in North America. That includes Canada, our great neighbors to the north. So thank you for that. All-time high. All-time high. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Adam in New Mexico to get things started. Adam, you're number one. Go ahead.
How's it going?
Good.
What I wanted to talk about is the fact that here in Las Cruces, New Mexico, about between the idealistic of Christianity and pagans and Wiccans. Now, see, I've been raised the Las Cruces Seventh-day Adventist Church. Now,
okay.
They're hardcore Bible thumpers, right? And now, I'm trying to, you know, explain things so that everybody understands. Even though, yes, I was raised Adventist, since the day of my birth, I never believed in Christianity. One of the questions I asked my mom when I was a child, I said to her, I said, does Jesus put tape over our eyes for us to sleep? And she says, no. But when we sit here and we talk about, like, things of Christianity, the devil, and, you know, stuff like that.
Sure.
I have learned over the years that things are not exactly the way that the Christian church is that it actually explains about how the world works. One of the programs, you can watch it on YouTube, or you can go to your local library and pick it up if they have it. Normally, some libraries don't do the interlibrary loan with movies, but you can go to any establishment that will happen to have the movie. You might have to pay for it. I'm not sure. But there's two different movies, and they're both the same thing. They speak about quantum physics, okay? In quantum physics, when they sit there and they explain about quantum physics, and you're not just listening from just scientists who excel in the science of quantum physics.
Adam, let me ask you something, though. What's your point? What are you trying to say here?
Christianity has always, for years, has lied about the way how things are and about the way the world works.
It's lied, or maybe it's just confused?
It's lied. I was told that I have to claim Wiccan because of the religion I believe in. I believe in Mother Earth, Father Sky, Brother Sun, and Moon.
Nothing wrong with being a Wiccan. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Exactly. And I respect anybody. In my opinion, I respect every person for who and what they believe in. And I know that there's like thousands of people who are listening, but
millions, actually.
I want to point out Lucifer, the Satan, as we all speak of him, he is not an entity the way that people sit here and describe him. He's an actual angel. And he is the most evil, sick, twisted person that ever existed in this world or in the universe.
Well, here, look, here's the bottom line. Every religion has its faults. Sorry to say it. Every religion has its faults. And the bottom line is what do people believe? Do they believe in life after death? Do they believe in a heaven? Do they believe in a hell? Do they believe in a God? And I got to tell you, until we get answers to our own existence, people are going to be upset, confused, puzzled by all of this until the end of time. And there may not be answers. You know, the easy answer for a lot of people is to say, well, God created all this, and that's it. Well, I want more than that. Of course I believe in something. Of course. But I want more than that. And I hope that's what you were trying to get across. Let's go to Bernie, truck driving in Louisiana, east of the Rockies. Hello, Bernie.
Hey, George. Good morning to you.
You too.
Something on a little bit of a lighter note for you.
Okay.
I am a longtime Bill Hendry fan, and I was listening back for about 10 years ago. It was Richard Hoagland's birthday, and I guess Tom had...
Yes, as Cronkite.
I'm glad you remember that. That was fantastic. It was one of the funniest things. Did Richard ever figure out that it was put on?
I think eventually he did, but I think while it was going on, I think he thought the real Cronkite, because Cronkite was alive then, I think he thought that we had arranged it. And yeah, it was hilarious because we had Cronkite going, and I do a little Cronkite, not nearly as good as Phil does. And, he was saying things like, Richard, I have no idea who you are.
And always talking about Mars and stuff.
It was a classic, Bernie. It was a classic. Let's go west of the Rockies. Ray is with us. Ray, where are you calling from? Welcome to the show. You are on the air.
Ray, calling from Venice, and I first want to give you something real quick.
Sure.
This is James Mason. I hear that you're a big fan of my film, Journey to the Center of the Earth.
I am, with our buddy Pat Boone. Very
That's
good.
Right.
That's very good.
That was a treat for you, George. I need a favor. I need a Hail Mary pass from the Coast to Coast family.
What do you need?
I have a Kickstarter campaign for a sitcom that's set in Venice that I have going on, and it's called Gentrification. And it's on Kickstarter, and I only have 7 days left. Actually, 6.
Oh, that's right, because if you don't get funded, they cancel everything, right?
I get Zippo, yes. Yes. So.
How much are you trying to raise?
We're trying to get $40,000. We're about $31,000 short. So, you know, if all my Coast to Coast buddies out there would, you know, just maybe take a look and think about it, and it would be a great thing. I'm a hometown Venice guy, and it's about my show, and it's about a girl named Jennifer Mason who is going to Venice and works at a place called Fuggle.
Now, you're 31,000 short, or you're 31,000 there? Short.
No, 31,000 short. Okay. I'm trying to get to 40. I have like 8,790.
Ah.
So.
Oh, and how exactly how do they find it, Ray, on Kickstarter?
They go to Kickstarter, and they go to film and video, and they go to Los Angeles. Things they're shooting in Los Angeles or projects in Los Angeles, and they also have a search engine too. But it's Gentrification. It's Gentrification. So it's like gentrification, only it's got gen in.
You got to make it easier for people to spell out next time.
I know. Well, it's a girl named Jennifer, and it's about gentrification that's going on in Venice, and it's a wacky.
Okay.
Time.
Well, let's see if anybody wants to go there and try to help you out. We did that for Mark Zucre. And he got funded for all his space commands. Not that we did it all, but that helped him quite a bit. A Kickstarter is amazing for people trying to start their own businesses now and things like that. I mean, it is absolutely incredible. Okay, where do we go next? Oh, Tommy, do you have a text message for me? I think you do, huh? What do you got? It kind of cut you a little short there, Tom.
You did, just a little. So,
how many microphones do you have in that little studio?
Total of three, I think.
Okay. Well, you told me you were ready.
I did?
You waved at me.
Oh, I was just saying hi.
Oh.
So this one's from Caroline in Manhattan.
Manhattan, New York, or Manhattan Beach? Where?
She put Manhattan.
So we don't know. We don't know. Okay. But what's the phone number area code?
I would have to go back and look through like 1,000 ones.
Right. So you just write these down when they come in.
Exactly.
Okay.
So she says, I didn't get through to speak to your Satanist, but I wonder how much of it you really believe. To me, anyone that calls himself a Satanist is evil.
He didn't seem evil to me.
He didn't seem evil at all.
No, not at all. Now, he did tell us that if somebody crossed him, look out. But he is not what I would call the typical Satanist. To me, the Satanist, the Luciferian, they're downright evil. I mean, they do evil things. I mean, we've got this True Confession hotline, which people are thinking about calling in now on. Have you, I guess I can't ask you that, true confession thing, but have you ever thought of anything evil against somebody that really ticked you off? Come on, be honest.
Well, of course I'd be honest.
During your life, as a teenager,
evil, as a young adult. Like murder evil or just like
just evil.
Punch him evil?
Just you wanted something to happen to somebody.
Yeah, I can give you one. I sometimes get road rage. Not a lot, but sometimes
right,
I get really mad.
Do you agree with my theory on road rage? And that is the inconsiderate or bad driver cuts off or does something to someone who's having somewhat of a bad day.
Yeah, because you're not just going to be mad for no reason.
So if you're having a bad day, and God knows why you'd have a bad day. I mean, everything's going your
way.
I've
had a good day this month, actually.
Except
but
your health
go ahead.
Falling apart on me.
I'm okay.
But, I mean, so generally if you're in a bad mood and somebody cuts you off or does something like that, you're going to go after them, right?
Not necessarily chase them. Maybe I'll just go, you so-and-so. But you're still mad. It's still a form of road rage.
I think everybody's gotten upset with them. You know, there was a lady today in front of me. Her light turned green, and she was daydreaming for about 22 seconds. And, you know, people are honking behind me, so, you know, I jumped in. And, you know, wake up, let's go.
Is that what you yelled at her?
I don't think that's road rage.
I do. Anything when you're in your car where you change and you get...
Road rage is what happened to a guy who's got convicted for 15 years for shooting at a car.
Well, there's different degrees.
15 years for shooting at a car in a road rage episode.
That's mad road rage.
That's
huge.
That's rage.
Okay, so when you cuss at somebody, that's rage.
Yes, it is.
So
it's
what
just
I'm saying.
Different levels.
Right.
Okay, thanks. Let's go to Nathan in Ohio. Welcome to the program. Hi, Nathan. Go ahead.
Hi, George.
Hey, good to have you with us. What's up?
I was calling to explain the fact that I am an abductee, and I wanted to shed some light on the abduction phenomenon.
Okay, tell us what happened to you first. Or maybe this has been ongoing?
Yes, I've been an abductee since I was a young child. I've seen numerous types of entities in my lifetime. Most often I've seen the mantis people, or the mantids.
The praying mantis.
Yes. They're six-dimensional entities, and they take mantis form when they come to visit people, because that's the form that they use to... They're not normal physical beings.
When they abduct you, Nathan, what do they want?
They usually just try to scare me. They use virtual reality. I think that they're like energy vampires. And they feed off the fear that they...
Do they take you aboard their craft?
Yes, I've been on craft before.
Have they taken you somewhere?
I have limited memories. Mostly I just remember they show me things. They show me things about bad things happening to people I care about, bad things happening to people worldwide. They tinker with my dreams. I have dreams about them even when they don't take me.
So you don't think they're very friendly, do you?
No, I don't.
Are you scared?
More, I've gotten to a point where I think because I'm more, and I anticipate when they're going to come, so they're more apprehensive to take me now. I think they become afraid of a person once the person's more aware of the fact that they're being fed on.
Mm. Which you seem to be more aware.
I've become aware because it took me a long time to come to the realization that I was an abductee.
Have you sought some help from past life regression, of hypnotherapy, of anything?
I've done some general therapy just because it puts me in like a PTSD type situation.
Right. And the therapies with who? A psychiatrist or a therapist? What?
Psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist. All right. And is he medicating you?
Yes, I'm medicated. It helps me function and without being paranoid all the time.
Right. How old are you, Nathan?
31.
Oh, you're young. You're young. Did you serve in the military?
No. I have the PTSD comes from the abductions, I think.
Do you think the psychiatrist believed you?
No, I don't. I think I had to talk to a normal counselor before I could talk to a psychiatrist, and she seemed a little more accepting of the idea.
Well, here's my recommendation for you. If you believe you've been abducted and this is ongoing, you might want to start talking to some people who are in the business. They're in the field. So you go to our website, put Dr. David Jacobs in the search engine. It's in the far right-hand corner. Get his website and email him and tell him what the heck has been going on with you. I'm not going to tell you to take your medication or to go off it. It's not my concern, and I'm not a doctor. But we have heard horror stories with people who are medicated, and I think you need to address that too. But definitely email Dr. David Jacobs. Open lines continue in a moment. There's another study out, by the way, that says people who like bitter foods are most likely to be psychopaths. Bitter type foods. Go figure. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's pick it up by going to Ace in Yucaipa, California, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Ace.
Hey, George, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Well, been listening to you for a while. Thanks for having me on the show. I got a bit of a true ghost story for you.
All right.
So in the fall of 1984, I was about 7 years old. I'd contracted both viral and bacterial meningitis at the same time. So I was in the hospital for, I don't know, 6-8 weeks.
That's a long time.
Yeah, buddy. And the morning of December 2nd, about 7:38 in the morning, my great-grandfather comes to see me. So he's at the foot of my bed, and we're talking and everything, and maybe 5-10 minutes tops. He leaves. Nurse comes in. I says, oh, my great-grandfather was just here. She said, honey, I've been sitting outside your door all night. No one's come anywhere near this room.
Whoa.
To make it trippier, I found out many, many, many years later that my great-grandfather had actually died in his sleep about 6 or 7 hours before that.
Ugh.
And when his daughter, my grandmother, was about 3 weeks before she died, she was at hospital. My cousin was with her. He left the room. When he came back, she asked him, "Hey, are my parents still here?"
Yeah, that happens. You got to believe these things.
Yeah.
Got to believe them. And in your particular case, you'll never forget it.
No, because my great-grandfather was flesh and blood, just like sitting next to him. I touched him. It's like he was really there.
He wanted you to stay where you were. He didn't want you to follow him, did he?
Actually, it was he was given a choice of him or me, and he chose to go to save me because I was so young.
That's a grandfather for you.
Great-grandfather.
Yeah.
This man fought in World War I.
Wow. And he cared about you. Ace, thanks for the story. Barbara's in Los Angeles. Welcome to Coast, Barbara.
Hi, I called you last week because I had an abusive helper. I mean, remember I said I wasn't going to put up with it anymore?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I challenged her on some things and she quit.
Really?
Yeah, because she was overcharging me. And I told her this week I was going to take it out of this week's check. And I don't think she believed me, but when I did, she threw a hissy fit and quit.
Are you glad she's gone?
Yes, I am.
Have you replaced her?
Well, not that quick. It just happened today.
How long had she been working with you?
Well, you're probably not going to believe this, but 12 years.
Wow!
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of slow to connect the dots. And
Did you ever like her?
Well, I liked her in the beginning, but she's abusing other clients, not just me.
Now, and when you mean abuse, what do you mean by that?
Well, like she does real shady things. The bill was going up, and on the hours she was charging me, it was the same price no matter what she did. And the whole reason I got her to bill me was because in the past I noticed the price was going up, and I challenged her on that, and so I wanted an itemized bill. And she's really crafty.
Did she stay at your house, and did she live there, or did she leave?
No, she left. She would just come once a week.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, it was kind of a shock at first when she quit, and I think that plus the fact that I wanted her to sign the bills, she never signed them.
Maybe she knew you were up to something with her, and so she skedaddled.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think she thought I was going to report her.
And so when she came in once a week, what did she do? What kind of things?
Well, I would give her a list of things to go get at the store, and cash and instructions.
Oh, you trusted her.
Yeah, I did. And I shouldn't have trusted her so much, because I would have her go get cash for me sometimes.
How much?
Well, I'd rather not say, but it was...
No, that's okay. We don't know where you are or anything like
well,
that.
Well, it would be a lot of money. Let's just say three digits.
Really?
Yeah, because I'd be using that for the whole month, because I pay with cash, because I'd send her out with cash to go buy things for me.
Okay. So you never gave her a credit card or anything?
No, I would never do that.
So does she have your bank account number?
Well, I signed her check, so I'm sure she has it.
Well, you better just keep checking that bank. Make sure nothing funny happens.
Well, what's kind of frustrating is, like, she, like, when she'd come back with the cash, she had sticky fingers, so there'd be cash missing.
No.
Yeah.
What, would she tell you she bought something for you or something?
No, she...
So let's say you sent her out to get $500.
Okay.
Right? She'd come back with how much?
Well, there'd be maybe two or three fives missing.
That's all?
Well, it may not be a lot to you, but it's a lot to me. I'm on a fixed income.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's not a lot to me, but I mean, you know, maybe she needed it for gas or something.
Well, the thing is, I paid her mileage.
You did that too?
Yep.
I mean, if she's going to take money, you don't just take 10 bucks, right?
Well, I don't
know. Take 100.
Well, I don't know what goes on in her head, and I thought I was just fooled all these
Maybe
years.
She figures she'll just nickel and dime you to death. Five here, 10 there, you'll never notice that.
Yeah, well, I count the cash.
Well, you're pretty good.
I have to be, and the whole thing about it that gets me is, like, she's looking for any weakness, and it's not just with me. I realize it's with her other clients as well.
Yeah. Well,
she's stolen from them, too.
Do you drive yourself?
No, I don't drive.
Yeah, all right. How old are you?
I'd rather not say. I'm in your generation.
Well, then you could say.
Well,
I'm not old.
61.
That's not old. That's pretty young these days. 61 is like the new 40.
Well, I'd make a terrible driver. That much I know.
Well, that's good that you know that. All right. Well, thanks for the call and the update on your situation. Tom, you got another text for us there. What do you got?
I sure do. This is from Bobby in Texas. I'm texting from the emergency room.
No, what's wrong?
I got bit by a snake while listening to the show on my porch.
Oh, no.
So my question is, I was wondering if there are any bugs or animals that you have a fear of getting bitten by.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, but... Tommy, you were telling me today that you might have rattlesnakes around your place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are.
You haven't seen the big ones. You've seen small ones.
I've seen babies, but...
How big?
Oh, like 3 feet.
That's a baby?
Oh, I'm sorry, 3 inches. Well, like 3 feet about a foot, maybe a foot.
3 feet is a yardstick.
Yeah, that's a
big snake.
Half a yardstick, okay. I'm not great at measuring, right. I guess.
How do you know they're rattlesnakes?
Well, because the gardener, when he comes back and says, you have rattlesnakes there.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, can you call somebody to get rid of those?
That's, I suppose,
dangerous.
You could.
I mean, you got a little dog.
Yeah, but they crawl over the mountain. I'm sure they come and go.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You live, there's like a mountain that goes down.
Yeah, so it's
so
very,
coming up there.
There's a lot of dirt.
So what do I not want to get bitten by? I don't like spiders. I mean, it's not like I'm scared of these things. I don't go running around the house. Oh, my God, there's a spider. I don't like spiders. Who wants to get bitten by a snake? I don't. Do you?
Can you imagine being on the porch listening? West of the Rockies.
Did he say what kind of snake bit him or anything?
No, it just says I was on... I don't mean to laugh.
Yeah, why are you laughing? But that's not funny.
I was on my porch and I got bit by a snake.
God. I've never heard of this one before.
That's, people listen to the show, I guess, all over the place, right?
Tell them to call in. I want to hear this one.
I can probably go back and look for it.
Well, he's in the ER room, though, right now.
Well, I'm going to call him right now, a couple days.
No, get him on now.
He's in the ER room.
Well, he's not dying, is he?
I'll try.
Yeah, see if you can get him on.
Okay.
I want to know what happened to him. Let's go to Alex in Farmington, Missouri. Whoa, Alex, bring it on.
Oh, how's it going?
Good. We're better than the guy who got bitten by the snake, that's for sure.
Yeah, actually, I used to work land surveying down around this area. It's actually South St. Louis, not too far.
Yeah, I know it well.
So I worked with, stepped on a rattlesnake. It just happened to step just right on the right spot of the head, but it couldn't bite him.
Oh, he lucked out there.
Yeah, we...
Keep your foot on him.
Yeah, all we did till we took care of him, and I carried a 3-pound sledge on my belt to drive in property corners and
Bang.
Walked up about 100 yards up the trail, and I almost stepped on one.
God, they're everywhere. Maybe they're popping out all over the place.
Yeah, it's crazy. Some folks I know that have... there's rumors that the Missouri Conservation Department were... trading turkeys for snakes, and they actually found one of the boxes that they released the snakes from had malfunctioned, hadn't opened, and they found the skeletons of the snakes inside.
Got to be careful out there.
Yeah, but I had a doppelganger story to share with
sure.
you tonight, if that's all right.
And for people who don't know what a doppelganger is, it's an image of you, which is your opposite personality. Whatever you are, they're the opposite of. Go ahead.
Well, I'm actually a new listener. I started working night shift not too long ago, so...
Perfect.
I've really been enjoying your show, but my, one of the counterparts that I work with has been trying to set me up with his little sister. Well, we talked a little bit, and he told me he had a brother by the name of Alex Young, which is the same name as me, so, you know, that was a little bit weird.
Uh-huh.
Turns out my sister calls me. She asked me if I work with this fellow. I was like, yeah, I work with him just about every night. And she said, well, I work with his sister. She just started.
That's weird.
They have a brother by your name. And I saw his Facebook page, and he looks exactly like you.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, creep me out.
Have you met the guy yet?
No, but I mean, I've heard for years people would ask me, you know, when did you buy this new truck? We saw you didn't weigh that.
And it was this guy, and he lives out there too.
Yeah, he lives in the same town I do.
Oh my God!
Has the same name as I do.
That is going to be confusing. So, whatever happened with the sister? Did you ever go out with her?
We're actually talking.
Now she's going to freak out, Alex. She's going to freak out when she sees you because you're going to look like her brother.
Well, she's seen me because I walked with my sister over to the drugstore down there in Missouri, and she was like, when I walked in, that's when it zeroed in on my counterpart sister. Was that, holy cow, this guy looks like my stepbrother.
Now, see, I'm not like a relationship guy, but I mean, you're not going to kiss her brother.
Oh, no.
This may not work out for you.
No. Well, it's a starting point because I've been single for 3 years after I made my ex-wife.
You need to go to paranormaldate.com. That's what you need, Alex.
I've actually thought about it.
Give it a try. It's free. See what happens. And then use coupon code George if things are happening for you. Not that I want to use some shameless promotion here, but if you look like your brother, I don't think much is going to happen. That's just my guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of my guess, too, but I mean, at least we can be friends.
Yeah, so that's true. All right, good luck to you, Alex. Let's go to John in Los Angeles. Hey, John, welcome to the program.
How are you, George?
Good.
I was just getting back to the guy you had earlier on today, and one other thing. Yeah, about the Satanists. You know, these are all these different occultic type religions. You know, the Satanists, and then you got the Wiccans, and all these other. They all have their different beliefs, but it comes down to just a personal. What do you believe in your faith, and then also, you know, just whether you believe in higher power or not, or whether you think when you die, you know, that's there's nothing else, or you know. So basically, it's just people choose to live the way they want, and you know, and we're all born sinners, essentially. You know, every man has inherently, like the Bible says, not one man is good. So every man has inherent evil inside of him. It's just some people, you know, I believe they communicate with the higher power, with God, and they ask for repentance and change. Others just choose to live that way. That's the difference.
That is so true. Absolutely true.
The other quick comment is that I was going to mention on the guy was talking about bites. I was going to mention some interesting statistics about dogs. They bite about 350,000 victims are seen in emergency rooms every year.
From dog bites.
Dog bites. And about 850,000 victims receive medical attention. And it says that there are about 4.5 million dog bite victims per year. So,
jeez, I got bitten by a dog once when I was a kid. It took me years. It took me years to begin to really like dogs again. I was always afraid of them.
Apparently dogs have been very busy.
Yeah, they sure have. I mean, I was walking down the street. I was wearing, we call these things galoshes, right? They're rubber boots. And, you know, the kind with the little metal buckles on it that you pull over and they lock your boot in. And I'm walking down this street, and then I'm on the sidewalk, and all of a sudden this dog comes running out of nowhere, chapping and sparking, and he sees me, and I start hightailing it. I'm running, but I've got these galoshes on, which are too big for my shoes, and so I'm not running very fast. And this dog catches me on the leg, and I'm screaming. I thought, hey, I'm dying, help. And I must have been about 7 years old. This dog just latched onto my, he bit through the boot. Thank God I didn't have to get rabies shots. The dog didn't have rabies, but I always had parents who, if anything like that had happened to me, anything like that at all, they would just freak out. And so I come home and my boots are bitten and I'm crying. And I mean, they're just going crazy. Like, oh my God, what happened? And, I mean, they went to the person who owned the dog. They went up the street and did their thing with them. But for years, I was afraid of dogs. And then it wore off. It went away. John's in Florida. Welcome to the program, John. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, George. Appreciate it very much.
Sure thing.
I'm going to speak quickly because there are so many who want to do so. I'm going to bring a defense we need in cases like the college campus in Oregon.
Yeah.
We need what I call quick shot defender corps. These people in this defender corps are going to be quick shots with pistols, and they're going to be all around. I'm encouraging all of the citizens who are able to do so, get a good pistol, get the best pistols, and get it done. Get quick with it. Have it with you, concealed or unconcealed. Get the license, what you need. And even the U.S. military personnel can get into this. And it's going to be, we're going to need more of this in the future. There's more coming on this, not only the psychos, but also our enemy, these terrorists who are suicidal anyway. They're going to start doing the same thing.
I think we're way overdue for something like that to happen from a terrorist. I mean, they are probably watching just what these few sickos can do in schools or malls or theaters, and they're just watching. They really are simply just watching. We're going to come back in a moment. We're going to have more open lines for you right here on Coast to Coast AM, Friday night into Saturday morning. And, of course, the True Confessions line, of which nobody is confessing. We'll be back.